This is Food Talk for Health, because you really are what you eat. Here is your host, Tonia King.
Joining me today is Dr. Dana Cohen and Gina Bria. We're talking about the brand new book called Quench. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having us. Yeah, pleasure to be here.
So this book is all about keeping our bodies well hydrated, is what I'm assuming with the title. Tell me a little bit about why you guys decided to put this book together.
If we're eating a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables, we're going to be better hydrated. I wanted to try to bring that information into the medical community, into the health community. So I found the best doctor I could possibly find who would be open to this message, and that turned out to be Dr. Dana Cohen, an integrative physician with 25 years experience using nutrition. She was already using nutrition, so she got it right away. We just looked at each other and said, let's go write a book on this.
So many times it seems that nutrition is not questioned when people come in to try to figure out what's wrong with them. I find that seems to be a common thing. That how many times do the doctors say, well, what are you eating? And it's a big factor.
It's actually infuriating. This is Dr. Cohen. It infuriates me. I actually saw an ad the other day for a Crohn's medication, and it showed a father and daughter sitting at a table eating donuts and ice cream.
Oh, my goodness.
It's crazy. You know, hydration is the baseline of our health. If we are not properly hydrated, we're not healthy. All homeostasis or all equilibrium in the body counts on proper hydration. And the truth is, most of us are not doing it right. And we all live in this low-grade, chronic dehydration state, which puts us at risk for diseases such as type 2 diabetes and Alzheimer's and certain cancers and low immunity. And then even simple things like chronic fatigue. It's not simple, but that afternoon fatigue that we all feel, it may not be a drop in your blood sugar. It could be because you're not hydrated enough. So it really is, it is such an important message that we're bringing, showing people how to do it right.
Your feeling of drinking 8 glasses of water a day is definitely not the right answer, correct? It's not just water.
It's not just water. You know, it's based on this new research that there was a new phase of water that's been published and talked about recently. So we all know that water exists as liquid, ice, and vapor, H2O. What we've discovered now is that there is a fourth phase of water, another phase of water, and it's different. And it is this kind of water that's in our cells, and it also happens to be this kind of water that's in plants and vegetables. And it's a much better way of getting that type of water to your cells by eating more fresh fruits and vegetables rather than drinking more plain liquid water.
But I guess in addition to the fruits and vegetables, it's still not bad to drink a lot of water. You're just saying that that is not the total answer for the solving the dehydration problem.
Right. No, we still need to drink some water. In fact, we add water to all of our smoothies that we talk about in the book, or all of our blended vegetables. So yes, we still are recommending drinking some water. The 8 glasses a day comes from nowhere. We're all different shapes and sizes. We all do different activities. We all live in different environments. You know I sit in an air-conditioned room 10 hours a day, and we all don't move as much as different people. So yeah, it's different for everybody. The book will really show you what's ideal for you, and you're gonna do it on your own and find out what it feels like to feel really terrific when you're properly hydrated.
There are so many different drinks out on the market to solve our hydration problem. I know I drink sometimes this stuff called detox water, okay? So it says healing hydration. It's aloe water, electrolytes, and vitamins. Do you think that there are too many of these types of waters out there that supposedly solve the hydration problem, and do you really think that they work?
You know, I have anecdotal evidence from my patients that swear by alkaline water or ozonated water, whatever it may be. My patients really think it makes a difference on them. We don't tout any of them in the book, and truthfully, there's not a lot of research about any of them. So in the book, we really talk about how to do it yourself using Mother Nature and a cheap blender that you can get from a thrift store. So, yes, there very well may be something to them. There may not be. They're expensive. They're using more plastic bottles, you know, which is a huge issue and a huge problem. So it has to be individualized once again.
We're talking with Dr. Dana Cohen and Gina Bria about the brand new book called Quench. Great way to think about beating that afternoon fatigue and possibly dropping weight and just overall healing our bodies. Thank you so much for taking some time to talk with me today.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
You've been listening to Food Talk for Health with Tonia King. Thanks for joining us. Eat well to be well.
I'm Tonia King, and you're listening to Food Talk for Health on Radio Daddy-O.